Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Located in the central mineral region of the Texas Hill Country, about 6 miles northwest of the town of Mason, is Mason Mountain Wildlife Management Area.
It's a pretty unique region in Texas, and where you have the huge granite boulders that have uplifted. It's an extension of the same uplift that created Enchanted Rock.
Mark Mitchell is a biologist at the 5,300-acre site.
We've got some bottomlands. We've got the granite gravel uplift. We've got the more traditional hill country habitat, such as the limestone hills.
The site supports diverse native flora and fauna, including 650 identified plant species, spiny crevice lizards, black-bellied tree ducks, white-tailed deer, javelina, and black cat vireos, just to name a few.
I think for the hill country and a 5,300-acre management area, we may have as much diversity as you can possibly find.
Because of exotic species like gemsbok and impala and outstanding facilities on the site when the agency acquired it, the WMA is self-supporting.
We don't receive tax dollars for operation and maintenance of the area. We have to generate our own income, and we do that through primarily guided hunts. And because of the facilities that were here, when we obtain the place, we can host conservation meetings.
Learn more at passporttotexas.org. That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.